This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And yes, it may be a little overcast outside, but it's bright and sunny in the studio because we are celebrating New Year's Eve, Eve, Eve. That's three Eves before New Year's. And we're getting you ready for your bubbly for New Year's Eve and your wines and maybe a little talk of beer in there. Because I have my buddy, Craig Torres, with Hop City, and he's brought along a friend, Will Atkinson, with Portovino Italian Wines. So, guys, welcome to the studio.
Hello.
It's always a pleasure to be here. You know that.
And I love that you bring samples.
I have really derelict friends at the end of the day, and they all happen to have a lot of wine handy and beer and what have you. So I brought one of those people.
People want to hang out with us.
Yes. That's why you're always welcome.
Yeah, always welcome. It's cheating to win.
It's cheating to win. You're playing with the court back today. So thanks for joining us for Atlanta Living, and we're going to tell you the best wines to have handy for your friends and family this New Year's Eve and the day and New Year's Day. So we're talking bubbly. And so that's why Craig's more of a beer and wine kind of guy. So he brought in Will Atkinson of Portovino to talk the bubbly. And before the show, we opened a great bubbly, more of a Prosecco.
Prosecco, yeah, from Italy.
From Italy. Mm-hmm. And Prosecco has gotten a little bit of a bad rap because it's known as, you know, something you drink before the meal, maybe after the meal, but you're like, hey, it's an anytime.
Sparkling wine in general, I think, is so misused. It's such an easy food pairing with so much stuff. You can be confident in it that it's going to go with a large percentage of your meal. Even if you do chicken or pork for the entree, you can drink sparkling wine the whole way through. And everybody loves sparkling wine, and there's such a variety that we don't think about it that way. We always think about it just as a special occasion, New Year's Eve sort of thing, when in reality, it's a wine you can drink every day. And New Year's Eve, when your people are going to drink sparkling wine anyway, this is the time to really spread your legs, try some new stuff. You're going to have more than one bottle, right? It's time to do things.
So what was the brand or that we were just using?
So we are drinking right now, we're drinking Alice's Doro Natur Prosecco, which is a very, very dry style of Prosecco.
And I love it that it's really dry.
Yeah, but most people think of Prosecco as being somewhat sweet.
Right.
And traditionally, it was oftentimes a very dry style of wine.
And because I have this in my head, and tell me if I'm wrong, that because it's very dry, doesn't have a lot of sugar, that it's going to be low in calories. That's how my brain works.
You're probably right most of the time, particularly wines that are very, very sweet. But sometimes you have to remember that when a wine is dry, that means they fermented all the sugar out, and there's actually sometimes a higher alcohol, and alcohol does have calories. So it's not a golden rule, it's not a silver bullet, but most of the time, drier wines are going to be a little bit lighter on the calories.
So if I don't want to have a cabinet, and if I don't want to stress myself out on, this is what I'm having with my appetizers, this is what I'm having with my main course, this is what I'm having with my dessert course, this is what we're toasting with, this I can do my one-stop shop.
I like to think so. Sparkling wine, and I know everyone likes to call it champagne. And
right.
I think the first thing we want to sort of get out
it's
of the way.
It's kind of the Kleenex.
It is. It's exactly. It's the Kleenex of tissue paper. Exactly. So the word champagne is specific to a region, the Champagne region in France, which happens to be well known for its bubbles, its sparkling wine. That said, anything that has bubbles in it is not necessarily a champagne. In fact, it's probably not going to be a champagne. There are fewer champagnes in the world than there are there's probably 15 to 1 sparkling wines to champagnes. So don't get hung up on if it has bubbles. It doesn't mean it's a champagne. Now, if you're more comfortable just using that language, go nuts. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. There's a ton of really great sparkling wine out there that happens to be from somewhere other than the Champagne region.
But that's the only thing that separates it, other than just the region of the Champagne Valley.
That's correct. The Champagne region is the only thing that can call itself a Champagne is wine from the Champagne region.
So if I had, sorry to interrupt, step on your toes, Will. So if I had a champagne from the Champagne region of France and I had a sparkling wine, could I tell the difference?
Hypothetically, and again, everything is a little different. So sparkling wine comes in a lot of different, we'll call it levels of sweetness. They can have a variety of different grapes in them. Wine from Champagne in and of itself is going to taste different one house to the next. So not every grower in Champagne makes the identical product, if you will.
Okay.
So I would argue you probably would not be able to tell the difference, but you would be much more inclined to tell the difference based on whether it's a Brut or a Demi-Sec or really just how sweet that particular wine is or what grapes were used in the manufacture.
Okay. Now, while we're discussing all the nuts and bolts of this, I do want to do a little wine typing.
Oh, of course.
Because
naturally.
We have Will in the studio who adds another dimension to this. Now, the way our wine typing works is you call in and you tell us how you take your coffee or tea. And my wine Jedi and gurus will find that not just they'll say you're a Merlot or you are a Sauvignon Blanc. They will find the perfect bottle of wine for you and tell you exactly where to get it, what it is, how much it is. So give me a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. They've nailed it every single time. I've never seen them miss it. That way you don't have to go into your wine store or your big box store or your grocery store and keep picking up that same bottle of wine or pick your wines according to the pretty label like I do. So
if it's okay, Belinda, I'd love to try an experiment today. I would love, so callers, I'm going to try to type you specifically for your bubble choice.
Oh, okay.
unless you specify otherwise, unless you want a recommendation that's not sparkling wine,
no,
I would
ahead.
Love to recommend a specific bubble to you for the New Year's Eve celebration.
Hit me.
I'm already on the spot. I love it. Belinda, how do you take your coffee or tea?
Okay, I like a breakfast blend. I like a light coffee. I don't like a bitter coffee.
Makes sense.
So I'm not a Starbucks person.
Not a worry. Cream, sugar?
I like a little 2%, 1%, a little cream, just a dash to lighten it up. I like a smooth...
Very nice.
Finish.
And you ever use flavored creamers?
No.
Okay, got it. So for you, it's all about smoothness. It has to be super smooth. You prefer it light on the palate.
Right.
You're actually right in line for sparkling wine. It makes complete sense for you.
Yes.
I might go with a Cremant for you. A Cremant is it's often associated with France. Most of them are French, but it is...
They're all French.
I could swear I've had a Cremant from somewhere else. We're going to go with all French. Anyway, it's got a little bit of creaminess to it. It's super smooth. It's super silky. It's the perfect sparkling wine for you.
Okay, it's a Cremant.
Particularly a Cremant de Bourgogne, I think, would be great for you. Because you're talking about Burgundy, which is going to have a lot of Chardonnay
in it. Sounds like it has a lot of dollar signs next to it.
No, Cremant is a great way to get French sparkling wines for significantly less money. Because they don't have that champagne tag on them, you can find great quality wines for very affordable prices.
Okay,
and I'll point out that Cremants are made with that same method champenois, which is a fancy way of saying really the same exact way you would make a champagne, but from less expensive real estate.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, we have, our phone lines are just going crazy here. So let's see if we can take a couple of calls
Luxembourg,
and go straight to the phone lines, gentlemen.
Luxembourg.
Okay, they can hear you whispering.
Oh, sorry. We're debating the regionality of Cremants, but it's...
Okay, you ready to go to the phone lines, gentlemen? We have Diana. Diana, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much for taking my call. I actually have a question as well. I want to know, is it acceptable to serve a sparkling sake, something like a Hanawake or something like that, as a dinner wine?
Absolutely. I think that is so fantastic. You know, I think that it's sparkling sake is something that's very familiar in the mouth to most people, but it's something so different. So it's familiar that most people will enjoy it, but it's something that's so off the radar of most people. I really love that.
I love it too. I think sakes are people just assume sake is something you drink warm at a cheap, you know, Japanese restaurant. That is not the case at all. They're very sophisticated. They're delicious. And the bubbles in your sparkling sake will make it seem a lot more accessible than if you just open a cold bottle of sake.
So which one is the higher quality, the warm or the cold?
So you now, I have a strong opinion about this. I would never, ever serve a sake warm. You serve it warm to kind of hide all the flavor in your sake. So typically inexpensive sakes, you serve warm to hide their impurities or their inconsistencies.
Flaws. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that answers that. Okay, Diana, you've got your sake for dinner.
I do. Thank you. I'm a black tea person. I like the Earl Greys or the Lady Greys or maybe a safflower tea or something like that.
So Prosecco is right up your alley. So especially if we're going to focus on wines for the holiday or wines for the New Year's, I would want to go with a Brut Prosecco, something nice and dry. In fact, the one we're drinking here in the studio would be the perfect fit for you.
It's delicious.
That Aliche, which we've just talked about a little bit on the air briefly, is a Prosecco Superiore. So it means it's a higher grade of Prosecco. It's how much is that, Will?
About $22.
Yeah, it's $20-ish dollars. It's the perfect fit for any table. It's right up your alley.
Great. Awesome. Hold my spot. I'll bring my own glass. Thank you.
I love it,
Diana.
We've
got wine.
Thank you so much. All right. We're speaking with Will Atkinson with Portovino Wines and Craig Torres with Hop City. We're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. We'll be back with our New Year's Eve celebration and talking sparkling wines and champagne for you right after this. Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We are setting you up for New Year's and New Year's Day with bubbly and wine and beer so you can entertain your family and friends in style. And I can't do it alone. I have to do it with my friends, Craig Torres with Hop City and Will Atkinson with Portovino Wines, Italian wines. And it's 23 minutes after 1 o'clock. 58 degrees outside. I hope it cools down because I'm going to Beach Mountain on January 3rd. So it must cool down. I'm not going to be skiing on ice and grass.
So you might be, yeah.
I know. So get, Kirk Millish, do your magic. Okay, we're going back to the phone lines and we're going to speak with Brian. Brian, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Good, how you doing?
Good. How can we help you, and how do you take your coffee or your tea?
So coffee is black, no sugar, no creamer, and tea is either a black tea, unsweet, or like an Earl Grey or something.
Awesome. So what you're telling me is dry, drier, and driest are your three favorite flavors. Oh my goodness, I can't see that.
He likes a ShamWow put in his.
Exactly. I guess my point is you want the driest, the most Brut of your champagne, and that's going to make you perfectly happy this New Year's Eve.
I think you can also talk to a wine steward and get somebody to know about champagnes and get a fuller-bodied, richer style of champagne.
I agree.
I think that's even going to be more up your alley. It's going to have a lot more depth and complexity. It's more something that's going to also pair better with an entree, but it's something that you could really think about, not just a glue chug wine.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other question or suggestions for him?
I think that a great champagne would be something like Pierre Peters at Hop City. That's an excellent grower that I absolutely adore year after year.
And now that's about, I think that's $50 ish.
Right around, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not crazy expensive, because champagne can get up into the, you know, hundreds of dollars.
Stratosphere.
Yes. So it's a smaller grower, but $50 for a nice bottle of authentic champagne, it's a great, great fit. I agree with that completely.
That's Pierre Peter?
Pierre Peters, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You're toasting in the new year. So, you know, you want to spend a little bit more on that one bottle that you're not serving to everybody.
So I have two levels of sparkling wine. I have the one that I serve like Monday through Friday. It's more of a $15 to $20 bottle. It's probably Prosecco or something that's not necessarily, or Cava. Actually, there's some great Cava out there.
I love Cava.
Spanish. Cava Spanish for delicious, but for bubbles. In any event, that's my daily drinker. And then, of course, you have your celebratory wines, and that can very easily be a $40 or $50 champagne.
And I think about with New Year's Eve, too, you got to think about what your environment's going to be. If you're going to have people over to your house, you got to have some of those volume wines, some of those less expensive stuff you're going to do toasts with. It's going to be for people to really drink and have a good time. And then, yeah, as you were saying, Belinda, have like that one nicer bottle of wine for, you know, your closer friends. Or if you're going over to just a couple's house, just bringing a bottle of wine that's nicer is always great.
Like a gift. Like, yeah. I have a personal favorite. Paul Roget is my sort of go-to sparkling. It is an authentic champagne, and it is fantastic.
For you and your partner, your spouse, what would you, for two people, maybe four people, what would you recommend?
Well, like I said, for a small group of people, I do the Paul Roget, which is Winston Churchill's favorite sparkling wine. So
really?
It's true.
He's not around anymore, but were he here, he'd be drinking that one.
Were he here? Okay. My first experience with Cava was in, where were we? On a Mediterranean overlook in the Mediterranean and overlooking the ocean, and it was just magical.
And Cava is something you can get for relatively inexpensive, you know, and you can spend $15-$20 on a bottle of wine and have a great bottle of wine that a lot of people are going to like.
Yeah.
You know, nobody kicks bubbles out of bed. Everybody likes bubbles.
Yeah, it's so true. We have a $9.99 Cava that will absolutely crush it.
Nobody kicks bubbles out of bed.
Nobody.
Okay, good. That was one for the records. Okay, you were talking your bubbles and wine and beer for the New Year's celebrations and New Year's Day here on Atlanta Living. Give us a call, 404-872-0750. We'll be back right after this.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and it's festive in the studio because we're talking bubblies and wine and beer with Craig Torres with Hop City and Will Atkinson of Portovino Italian Wines. And we're going to be talking beer because we don't want to leave beer and wine out. We want to, you know, we're giving bubblies their props right now because we're getting ready for New Year's. It's the eve of New Year's Eve. It's three eves. So we're giving it its props right now.
Indeed. But, well, plus it's Saturday. And so any day that ends in a Y is a perfect day to drink something bubbly.
Absolutely, especially this first one that we had that was a dry Prosecco.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It can go with anything.
Yeah.
It could go with your baked Lay's if you want it to.
Indeed.
Yes. So, and your Chick-fil-A.
I would love to point out that while we do love wines that are bubbly, there are champagne re-fermented beers as well. So there are bubbly beers that you could serve just as easily on your New Year's Eve.
Really?
You look
bewildered.
Shocked. But yes, absolutely. So there's a personal favorite of mine, Deus Brut de Flandre, is perhaps the best known of these. It's a Belgian beer, 11.5%, and they've been making it since right around 2002. But this is great if you like a Belgian Trappel, so that grain forward, slightly herbal, sort of wonderful Belgian beer. But picture that. But sparkling, bubbly,
okay.
And it comes with a cork and cage, so it does kind of like a sparkling wine. You have to open it up. It pours foamy, but it's a great way to toast in the new year. It's about $30, so price-wise, about in line with everything else.
So the beer comes with the cork and cage.
It does, and it needs that cork and cage because, like I said, it is tight in the bottle. It spends 12 months in that bottle re-fermenting with champagne yeast. So same yeast that you would use to make a bubbly wine, a sparkling wine, you use that in the beer, and they literally have to rotate those bottles every 8 hours for 12 months just to get that beer properly bottle conditioned.
Hopefully that's automated.
It didn't used to be. I don't know if it is. I haven't been over there in a couple of years. But in the old days, they literally have a guy who goes around and rotates every bottle.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a job.
It's a job.
Somebody's got to do it. But that's my favorite of those. Malheur does a Brut as well. It's an 11%, little on the sweeter side, more banana citrus kind of thing. But it's also a great Brut beer. And closer to home, the Brooklyn Sirachi Ace is a champagne re-fermented saison. Really awesome. Made in Brooklyn, as the name implies. You can find that on every shelf, including all three of these over at Hop City, of course. Either of our two locations, over at Krog Street Market or in our original location by your house over in West Midtown.
And we're going to talk about a new venture that you have coming online, so to speak, very soon.
Yeah.
In just a minute, we're going to take a couple of calls. We have Jennifer. Jennifer, you're on WSB. What's your question about your coffee or tea?
Well, first of all, I have a question you just made me think of. Happy New Year's Eve to everyone.
Happy you too.
Happy New Year's.
Thank you. My son recently went to Ireland, and he fell in love with Bulmer's Irish Cider. And that's not available here in the state, but I was able to find the U.S. version, which is Magners.
That's correct. That is an Irish cider. It's actually made in Canada. Don't hold it against it, but it's made in that Irish style.
Okay. Well, it's delicious. Can you explain the difference between a beer and a cider? And are there any other suggestions you might have? This is something we might enjoy along those lines.
Absolutely. So so a cider, I mean, just very simply and easily, is made out of fermented apples. And there are tons and tons of great ciders. In fact, there's four of them made right here in the city, the region of Atlanta, not all necessarily in the city of Atlanta. It's kind of that simple. And they can range from super dry all the way up to really almost cloyingly sweet. And so really it runs the entire gamut of what you'd expect an apple to taste like. Some apples being very dry, some being sweet. But since it's the New Year's Eve edition, let's talk about what I want you drinking for New Year's Eve in the cider world. So there is a region of France incredibly well known for their ciders, but Etienne Dupont, which is like the glue, D-U-P-O-N-T, DuPont. Etienne DuPont makes a cidre brut, which is, again, it's just a dry cider, champagne re-fermented. It's from the Normandy region, which, of course, if you're a World War II buff, you're familiar with. Very well known for their ciders, but that would be what I would put on, if you like cider, what I'd put on my New Year's Eve table.
Okay, wonderful. As far as my coffee and tea, I do like a nice, robust flavor. Tea, both of these I take sweet. The tea, I like a little bit of just regular cream, but in my coffees, I like a rich caramel cream, lots of it.
Oh, very nice. So you're going to need a little bit more flavor in your sparkling wine than you would normally put in. You don't want to brut anything, really. You want something in the demisec world, in my mind. Will, what do you think?
I think that a great one, this is a really good time to talk about all the other regions in France that make sparkling wine. And I think this would be a great one for a sparkling Vouvray. And as Craig, you said, demi-sec, or what they refer to as dry, which is really an off-dry. It's just got a little bit of more fruitiness to it. But it's going to be made from the Vouvray, in the Vouvray region, made from the Chenin Blanc grape. And they have a historic tradition of making excellent world-class sparkling wines. And I think that'd be a great one for you.
And tell me the name again, please.
The region is called Vouvray.
Vouvray.
And this would be a sparkling Vouvray. And then a great one we have right in front of us, we have a Brut version, is Domaine du Viking, V-I-K-I-N-G. And they're in the northern part of Vouvray, and they make dry versions as well as sweet versions. And both of them are super enjoyable and very, very drinkable.
So she would just go into Hop City and say, I need a Vouvray.
Sparkling Vouvray.
Sparkling Vouvray.
Yeah. So Vouvray is also can be a still version as well. So.
Okay.
Perfect. I'll get my flute ready, and you guys have a happy new year.
Thank you.
Happy new year. Okay, bye-bye. It's 43 minutes after 1 o'clock. We're going back to the phone lines. If you would like to join us, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We're going to speak with Tammy. Tammy, how do you take your coffee or tea? Well, that was the wrong button for Tammy. Tammy, how do you take your coffee or tea?
Hey, so I like a pretty full-bodied coffee, and I drink it with 2 teaspoons of sugar in the raw and about 2 tablespoons of half and half.
Wow.
Wow. So you love flavor then?
I do.
Nice. So you love that robust middle. So if I weren't doing a sparkling wine, I would love to tell you Petite Syrah is kind of your jam all day. Big, heavy, yeah. Bold wine, but at the same time, it's not overly tannic, not overly aggressive. So full-bodied, but not angry.
Tammy, I also think that you are a prime candidate for rosé sparklings.
Ooh, yes, I agree
they
with that.
They could be a little bit richer, a little bit fuller. They can be a little more fruit-forward, but still having the structure, the balance, the acidity, and the food-pairing potential that you really want out of sparkling wine on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, with rosé sparklings as well, champagne, there's a lot of really great sparkling rosés from champagne, but you can also find them from regions like Cava as well. There's some delicious stuff, some similar grapes like Pinot Noir in both rosé Cavas as well as most rosé champagnes. You can have some really cool stuff and try a lot of different things.
Awesome. I have a question for you, too. So our traditional New Year's Day meal is pork roast with sauerkraut, black-eyed peas, turnip greens. What kind of wine do you serve with that, both red and white? Or,
well, I gravitate towards the red side with that particular menu, but I also want something on the lighter end of red. Now, rosés always go well, but honestly, I would pair a Pinot with that.
Yep.
Even though pork is the other white meat?
Yeah.
Even so, yeah. So, but with the accoutrement of that meal, you tend to have a lot of flavor in your collards and your black-eyed peas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pinot all day.
And I think the Beaujolais as well, a close friend of Pinot, would also work really well. And the lighter red wines can be really great because you can just drink them all day. They go with a lot of different stuff. You know, it's not going to overpower anything. You can have a good time.
Right. So in particular, the Ayers, A-Y-E-R-S, is a Oregonian Willamette Valley Pinot. It's $25-ish, $24.99. That would be the perfect pairing for that meal.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, and I will bring the dessert, Tammy.
Sounds great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. All right, it's 45 minutes after 1 o'clock. Our segment's getting close to the end. I want to remind you that I have from the Kimball House, I have the mixologist on next hour.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
he's great. You want that.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is phenomenal.
That guy is, though, I'm telling you, folks, that is one of the best bars in America.
Oh, it best restaurant, phenomenal. Best bars. I mean, he has it going on if you've ever had a cocktail from the Kimball House. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Rebecca. You're on WSB. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How do you take your coffee or your tea?
Well, I like my tea black and unsweetened, and then I like my coffee dark, but with like a creme brulee, sweetened, maybe a vanilla, caramel, kind of that way.
Do you ever drink Moscato d'Asti? Do you ever drink Moscato?
Like, how often do you do bubbles?
I don't do bubbles very often at all.
All right. I think we found the bubbles that you do want.
Yeah, I think the Moscato d'Asti would be something really great for you. It's, you know, it also comes in a varying degree of sweetness, but it normally has got a touch of sweetness to it. And it's usually not super, super sparkly either. It's a little bit less, what they refer to as frizzante. And the thing about Moscato is it has very unique character of like honeysuckle that is very prevalent in all of the wines and a little bit of this golden apple sort of flavor. It's really agreeable. It's something that definitely works as an aperitif or with like a cheese course at dinner. Also works really great.
Right. Blue
on
cheese,
either end.
Yeah. Blue cheese makes an amazing pairing, but yeah, it's I agree completely. It's got that little bit of complexity. Creme brulee lovers typically love a Moscato d'Asti.
Okay, wow. All right, I will definitely try that because I love a cheese tray.
Yeah. Anything with salt is going to bring the fruit out of the wine, and I think that when you pair something like that with cheese, which has a lot of salt in it, it really enhances the wine drinking experience.
Wow, great. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We cannot do this show again without a charcuterie tray.
Oh. You're not kidding.
Yeah, I agree.
What are we doing?
What
Amateurs.
Are we doing?
I know. Yeah. Who are we fooling?
It's a rookie move. I agree.
I know.
You're saying this pairs with this, this pairs with this. I'm starving now.
And okay. But you got bar coming up. You got cocktails coming up.
You're in trouble, really.
I know, honestly.
Somebody get this woman a
cheeseburger. Then we're talking about winter weather, how to survive the winter weather, because they say we're going to have quite the January, February.
Mm.
So we've got to stock up on our cocktails so we can weather properly.
You always have to have a properly stocked war chest.
So we can be thermalized.
Yes.
That's the way to put it.
The old beer sweater, as they say.
The beer sweater. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take our final break. Coming back with you on your bubbles for New Year's celebration. Coming back with Will Atkinson from Portovino and Craig Torres with Hop City. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
More of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Talking bubbly, wine, beer. Next hour, we're talking cocktails with Miles from the Kimball House. And then we're talking how to prepare for winter weather coming your way in Atlanta the first part of January and February. So we got a little bit of everything coming your way on Atlanta Living.
No winter weather today, though.
No. I mean, gosh, we're at 57 degrees.
And foggy.
Foggy. It's crazy.
Crazy weather day today.
Crazy weather day today. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Martha. Martha, you're on WSB. How are you today, sweetheart?
I couldn't be better. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. And how do you take your coffee or your tea?
Well, I take my coffee. My boss calls it fancy coffee.
Ooh.
Mystic Monk, the small batch roasted, very flavorful, very dark. Touch of cream, touch of sugar. And tea is straight up Earl Grey.
Okay.
Very nice. On the bubble side, you want to hang out in Italy, I suspect.
My Italian friends will be so pleased.
Nice.
Yes.
You know, there's a sparkling wine from Italy, which is the king of Italian sparkling wines, but you never see it here. It's called Franciacorta. And Franciacorta is almost all consumed within Italy, but it's made in the Champagne method. It's very, very similar in style to Champagne. But if you want to take something to your Italian friends that'll really pique their interest, that's an absolute dead ringer for your style. That's very aromatic, a little bit of herbal notes. Perfect.
Okay.
Oh, delightful. Tell me the name again now.
Franciacorta.
Franciacorta.
Now, it's a little hard to find. We do have one at Hop City, not to throw a plug in there, but you'll probably find at your local supermarket, but a good quality wine store will have one.
The thrill of the hunt.
Yes, indeed. Everything worth getting is worth looking for.
Oh,
just like
you're
that small
good,
batch coffee.
Martha. Yeah. Okay, sweetheart.
Have a splendid New Year.
You as well.
You too, sweetheart. Have a great one. Okay, you've got some great news on the horizon.
I do. Well, I guess if you're a Hop City fan, it's great news.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
Who's not?
Oh, well, you're very kind. So we have a new spot opening up here in a couple weeks over in the historic West End District of Atlanta, where Lee and White Streets meet, right by the West End MARTA station. We have Boxcar at Hop City, which is our newest restaurant opening, and that's upstairs. And downstairs, we have our retail and, of course, a great beer bar.
And you keep growing, and so there's going to be food and cocktails, beer and wine.
Everything we're known for.
And what's the name of it again?
So it's, the restaurant is called Boxcar, and of course, Hop City is Hop City.
Excellent. Thank you so much. You're listening to Atlanta Living.